Well, you've had a busy week, haven't you? You've had the Dewsbury game. How is everybody fitness-wise ahead of the summer bash?
Yeah, it were a bash on Tuesday night as well. Real physical game against a very good Dewsbury team, and defensively we were outstanding, you know. So, yeah, we're a bit battered and bruised. Michael Knowles has got a bit of a knock again. Kyle Briggs has got a bit of a dead leg. So there's one or two, but nothing too serious, which is great. But I suppose on the plus side, we had the good fortune to leave a couple out on Tuesday as well. Young Corey and Jamie Langley didn't make. So they're fresh, they're pumped, they're ready to go. So we're not looking too bad.
Just on Langley, is he in a position now where you are going to be able to get a regular volume of games out of him? Because he's had his injuries at the start of his Eagles career. Are they getting behind him now?
Yeah, he's cleared up, you know, he's fit as such. He just needs to get a bit of form back. And the reason he was left out on Tuesday night is because his form wasn't good enough. And, you know, and it's sad, really, when the potential of the player. And we need him because he's a leader and he's a real good communicator. And that's important in the game of rugby league. But, yeah, he hadn't his straps yet. And then it was, you know, if he gets the nod on Saturday, tomorrow, if he gets a nod tomorrow, then he'll be judged. And if he doesn't hit the mark, then he can be out. And, you know, we're still playing about with that 17. I don't think I've picked one back-to-back games this season with the same 17. So that's the competition for places. I'm looking for a bit of stability now, and I'm looking for the best players.
Do you really want that in a game like rugby league? You can perhaps get away with it in other team sports, but such is the physicality of it, such is the fact that you just need multiple players for the same position, perhaps let's say the hooking role amongst many. Are you ever going to get that?
Yeah, I think so. And you know, that's when you get the consistency and you get them fighting and competing for places, I think that's when you fetch best out of people. I went to watch the reserves last night. That was outstanding. There's people like young Greg Burns, you know, one of the local products, is ready to play. Jack Blackberry, Connor Scott, these kids are now chomping on the bit and getting to where they want to be. So we have got players fighting and competing, and you know, and that's what the game is. That's what any sport should be. Somebody shouldn't be guaranteed a place because their name is such and such, who's played at such and such a level. It's about there and now. And team, you don't win on a piece of paper, you know. And that's something that we're putting across there. And, you know, you're judged, you play. Whether you're injured or not, you're judged. And, you know, Q picked up a bit of a knock again on Tuesday night. And I set out quite hard on him, you know, because I thought he played soft on Tuesday. If you don't train 100% on Thursday night, last night, you're not even considered. And that's managing people and understanding people, I guess, that we know what the strengths are and we know what the weaknesses are as well. And when they need taken out, they've got to be taken out. And there's other instances, you know, Eddie Batty's played every game. Is he ready for a rest? And we're coming up to a very important period, you know, the next 4 or 5 weeks and then into hopefully the middle eight. So we need to be able to change, and some of the other guys like Mitchell Stringer, Tonk has had a couple of weeks off through suspension, Thorpe had a week off because of concussion and that. They've been freshened up and taken out of the system for a bit. You've just got to get that right, and that's the managing side of the game and as a coach.
If I'd have said at the start of the season you are quite possibly likely to do the double over London Broncos, you'd have snapped my hand off, given the fact that they've just come down from Super League.
And we'll spend a lot of money, you know, their wage bill, probably £1 million. They stop full-time, they travel down to each game when they play away and stop the night before. So, you know, they're professional and they're doing the job right. But, you know, we were outstanding on that game and I think it shocked them. And I think it gave them a reality check what the championship's about. And they've done, you know, they've lost a coach and they've fetched Endo in there. You know, Andrew Henderson's, hey, 30, is he 35-year-old and squad number 35 this weekend?
So what the records say, yeah.
So, yeah, they've brought Endo in. We'll get them together and you can see they're a lot more together. They've had some great wins. They beat Featherstone and that. So they're not that far off. They're a little bit low on numbers, is what Endo would say. They're not as physical as they need to because there's a lot of junior players in there now. They've got rid of the dual reds. Brad Dwyer's just gone back to Warrington. It affects them when you're in that sort of field. And, you know, as we all look through the 19-man squad for tomorrow, young Mr. Andrew Henderson's put his hand back up.
And that perhaps is a testament to where they are. I mean, clearly, fabulous player. He's won an awful lot within the game, but he won't have played any rugby for such a long time now because he's been coaching. He won't be battle ready.
Or trained. Don't forget he's living in Sheffield, so he travels to London two or three times a week to prepare the team. You know, we spoke about it. I had a coffee with him a couple of weeks ago about it, and he muted it to me. I says, you must be off your head, you know, because at the end of the day, he picks up an injury, how do you get about? He's got four young kids and that. So, you know, if he plays, he might have a few tackles to make, is what I would say to him.
The other thing that you're going to have to contend with, aside from all of the ability that London have got, is the pitch at Blackpool. Now, football fans in South Yorkshire and North Derbyshire will tell you that Blackpool is even worse than the pitches at Wednesday and United have been. They're changing them. It's like a beach out there. You've got the prospect of playing on there and following another game.
Another two games.
Yeah, two
another
games, two sorry. Game.
Yeah, we're taking his bucket and spade, you know, and we're going to have a bit of a... No, I mean, look, we've got to handle it. There's nothing we can do about it. Is it the right place or isn't the right place? It's here. It's tomorrow. So we've just got to get on with it. We've got to take all the negatives and all the issues that we believe out of it. It's not as wide as we'd like it to be. It's only 60 wide, you know. It's full of sand. So it's not ideal. You know, we're in Porter Cabins as changing rooms. I can't be too critical of that because last year at Owleton it was the same. But we're going to an hotel. We're going to have a dinner together. We're going to prepare ourselves at the hotel. We're going to strap. We're going to rub. We're going to get 95% of the kit on and just turn up, get our shirts on, go out and warm up, get back on the bus and get out of Blackpool.
The concept, though, then, of the summer bash, clearly it's an idea that follows on from Magic Weekend, which has proved very popular in Super League. But from a Championship club's point of view, what do you make of this idea of this big day out? Whether it's Blackpool, I dare say they could move it somewhere else, or what have you. But the idea of this, what do you make of it?
The concept, I guess, that people talk about getting everybody on one ground over a weekend would be great. You know, the Magic Weekend's worked, hasn't it? There's no doubt about that. Do I think we play too many games in the long run? Yes, it's an extra game, you know, which we prefer not to have. But we've got to support it. We've got to get behind it. Could it have been played at a better place with probably six or eight change rooms? South Yorkshire, maybe, the keep mode, home of Sheffield Eagles and Doncaster. It's been great, but that's not to be. Will they take it on the road? You know, that's probably what they should do. Should they take it to Championship clubs? Can Championship clubs, should we keep the money in the game if you talk about it? Because somebody's going to make a lot of money.
Yeah.
In the clubs. So, you know, my views were at the beginning of the season, why? They haven't changed, but it's here, it's upon us, and the most important thing for Sheffield Eagles is 2 points. Get in, get out, and get back to Sheffield.
It's a continued, perhaps nomadic lifestyle for the Sheffield Eagles. The Keep Moat pitch has been done up. You're going to have to spend a couple of games at Castle Park, which is an excellent facility, but it is different to what you are used to. Again, different pitch dimensions, etc., etc.
Yeah, and you know, it's these obstacles that we've got to overcome. You know, we play Saturday, we play next Friday against Unsullet, then we've got Batley the Friday after. The Saturday after that, we play on a different day again, and we're playing at Castle Park. Great facility. We love it. It's big, it's wide. You know, it's probably the full maximum, which is where we want to play. It'll be firm, and it's going to be really enclosed. Will the fans love it? Will they support it? You know, it's exciting. You know, we're going to play there. It's not ideal being out of Sheffield, so at the end of the day, we've got to just get on with it. And there's no excuse for the players, you know. Every other week, we play on a different pitch in any case. We know the dimensions. We can train to them dimensions. And the pleasing thing is big, it's wide.
Are you happy right now? Form is good, isn't it? You had a narrow but ultimately hard-fought win against Dewsbury. You are consolidating your position, third place in the table right now. Is there more to come from this group of players? How do you see it?
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, I've got to speak highly of our attitude defensively. I thought we've been outstanding. And you know, we've had one blowout against a very strong Bradford team. But the attitude and the mental strength defensively has been outstanding for long and lots of games this season. With the ball, I don't think we're great. I've got to say we haven't hit top gear yet, which is always the thing we're looking for. I didn't think we were great the other day. You know, as management, as game management, still got work to do. And I guess we look back through the season, how many times I've had the same halfbacks working together because I'm not 100% happy. I've told them I will pick the people that I think is going to get to where I want to get to. So we're playing well within defensively. Offensively, we've still got a lot more. Have we taken a team to the cleaners this season? No. That's why, you know, I'm not particularly happy. But, you know, defence wins things and defence will get us to where we want to get to. And that's the most important thing. If you'd have said to me at the beginning of the season, you're 13 games into it, you've only the blip at the beginning of the season against Dewsbury. We scrapped really hard against Lee and probably should have won. And then we had one blowout. Yeah, I'd be reasonably happy. But I think and hope there's more to come from this squad.
And all indications suggest, you know, you're going to be in the middle eight, aren't you? The position suggests that right now, if it was to change. Wouldn't it be great if there was some way that some of the big teams that you're going to face, however that the makeup of that pans out from Super League, be in this city?
Yeah, and that's very, very important to us, is that as soon as we can, we need to be back in this city. And as you say, you know, it could be Castleford, it could be Wakefield, it could be any of the old teams. We've always dreamed about fetching them back into the city. We've done it on our occasions in the Challenge Cup, as we did this year when we played all at Bramall Lane, and a couple of years ago we played Wigan at Bramall Lane. And that's where we are. It's Sheffield Eagles that want to be in the city. That's why we kept the club going. So, yeah, it's going to be certainly a very successful season. We're getting the middle eight. We're in the top four. You know, we're in the top four, we're getting the middle eight. We're going to be playing against four Super League teams. And then, I suppose, what is the next step for Sheffield Eagles? And, you know, there's people talking about, will you be going full-time? Hey, that is the dream. We want to be competing at this level every time. And we want to be in the middle eight and gradually work our way through to the ultimate dream, which is to fetch Super League back to the city and play big games, your Leeds Rhinos, your Warringtons, your Wiggins. We want to get back to that one day. And now the door's open. There's promotion and relegation as such. Yes, it's difficult, but as you've seen, Lee have beat Salford, who spent a lot of money, and they beat Wakefield in the Challenge Cup last week, having been down 24-6. Why? It's across the full time now. So the gap is narrowing, and if you can get to that level where we want to be, ultimately, then that's what we should aim for.